Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 468 for Thursday, July 9th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up sharply on Thursday as a rally in the U.S. soy complex provided support. Canola was up by $9 to $13, the November contract up $12.30 at $532.50 per ton. Uncertainty over the size of this year's crop, given the persistent drought concerns in Western Canada, contributed to the firmer tone in canola, especially as forecasts are generally looking hot and dry into next week. Ideas yesterday's losses were overdone further underpinned the market, as did strength in the outside financial, energy, and vegetable oil markets. But on the other side, technical resistance did slow the advances amid ideas canola is looking overpriced compared to other options. A firmer tone in the Canadian dollar was also a bit bearish, although the currency has lost considerable ground to its U.S. counterpart in recent days. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both higher, while wheat settled mixed. China's stock market was showing a bit of a recovery today after dropping sharply earlier this week. That was supportive for soybeans in particular, as China is a very large customer. A weaker tone in the U.S. dollar internationally also lent some support to the ag futures. Positioning ahead of tomorrow's USDA supply-demand report was another feature, with traders generally anticipating downward revisions to the soybean and corn yield estimates from the government agency. Soybeans were up 23 to 32 cents, the November contract up 27 cents at 10.15 per bushel. Concerns over excess moisture cutting into the acreage base and yield potential in the Midwest contributed to the buying interest in beans, but the large South American crop remained a bearish influence. Poor weekly export sales also helped temper the upside potential. Corn was up 1 to 4 cents, the September contract up 3 at 4.27 per bushel. Too much rain in the Midwest is raising production concerns for the corn crop. That's keeping values well supported, but weekly export sales were at the low end of trade guesses, and the advances in corn were much more subdued than those in beans. Wheat was down 3 cents to up 5 cents. The September contract in Chicago up only a half cent at 5.78 per bushel. While there are production problems in a number of wheat-growing regions of the world, U.S. wheat remains expensive globally, and the poor export demand limited any upside potential in wheat. Harvest pressure was another factor, with better-than-expected yields being reported in many areas as the winter wheat harvest moves north. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, July 9th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.